hospitals in Tennessee are generally pretty good at protecting patients from injuries, accidents, and infections. A new hospital safety report card gives most facilities in the state A's and B's, but the only failing grade went to one here in Nashville. The score for Nashville General Hospital was bumped down in part because it had higher than average rates of patients falling and getting infections in the blood and urinary tract. Missy Danforth oversees hospital ratings for the Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit that puts out the safety report twice a year. She says the grades are intended to help hospitals improve.
Every hospital I talk to, whether it's an A or an F hospital, they all have things they need to improve on. A lot of times they have some things in place to get better.
Indeed, a spokeswoman for Nashville General says the hospital is aware of its relatively high infection rate and is participating in a national quality improvement program to monitor it. The Metro-funded hospital has also started using new devices that disinfect IVs better. And she says it's had no bloodstream infections since January of this year. Overall, the report measured more than 2,500 hospitals nationwide. Only 34 had failing grades. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.